Welcome to another edition of the Dementia Care Partner Talk Show. Now, here's dementia care expert Tipa Snow and your host, Greg Phelps.
Hello and welcome to the Dementia Care Partners podcast. My name is Greg Phelps and joining me as usual is Tipa Snow. And Tipa, surprisingly, there are even more dementia-related topics coming across my computer screen than usual at this time of the year. Let's check out the headlines. Let's see. Electrical brain stimulation could be a radical new dementia therapy. Or this one. In a huge first, scientists transfer Alzheimer's to healthy young animals. Poor animals. Or DASH diet may help preserve cognitive function women later in life. Do you want me to go on and on? Because there must be at least 20, and that's only in the past month.
Yeah. Well, the goal is to, you know, to fix it. We'll fix it and or we'll cause it so we can fix it. I mean, there's a lot of like quick fix phenomena or, you know, here, do this and you'll be good. Sort of the idea you can do this one thing and it'll spit spot, we're done. And it's like, yeah. And the magic will happen and we'll have electrical stimulation in your brain and it will resolve everything. And it's like, they've been working on that for a while. I hate to say this. And I haven't heard of the magic. Like, oh, everybody who did this. Oh my gosh, this is it. This is it. Yeah, no.
So are you at some point in the day or week or month, do you sort of get cynical about some things? Do you just see another study and go, oh God, not another one?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I guess the ones that bother me the most, Greg, is like, the sky is blue. Did you know that? We've proved it.
Really?
Did we actually spend money to do this? This is really interesting. Well, yeah, we had to prove the sky was blue. Okay. So who got the money that you just invest? Oh yeah. Well, no, it was this and we did it and it's true. You may be so. And then the ones it's like, let me take the highlight of what I would like to say about this, which is I give you some feeder line. So like diet may change everything. And what the thing should be is diet has a so-so response, you know, like, so. But the way I say it, and I put an exclamation point, what part of your brain did I appeal to, do you think?
Hope.
Oh, the O brain, the O. So if I do that, mean, it makes it seem like if you take the action of clicking on this, you will have an answer that will change for the better, for the worse. It will do something for you. And so what I am offended by, I guess, is the way people trick other people to make them look. And yet what you if you read it, it's like, but wait, I mean, what does this actually have? So what is it again? And you have to read it with great attention to get the actual factual information because it's so colored by desire to say, to show, to demonstrate in some fashion. It's just not accurate. And that I find, that offends me. You know, that's troublesome.
There are people who, for whatever reason, are always suspicious that the government is holding back on things. The government has a cure for this. The government can solve that. You've been at this for a while. I don't think the government is back there pulling any strings. They're not funding enough.
No.
They're not manipulating things. They're not holding back the great cure.
No. And I think there is no great cure because this thing is super complicated. We still need, I mean, the tricky part is we still aren't quite sure what causes the transition from, you know, my brain is changing some, but it's not dramatic. I mean, you know, yeah, I have to think a little harder. I have to go back. I have to relax a little bit to remember somebody's name. I may have to go through my Rolodex, my support structure to find it. Versus I am finding I cannot hold on to new data at all. Even when I try really hard, when I see the data, it's like it's brand new data. Where did that come from? Why is that happening? Figuring that out. Or not being able to find words or not being able to notice things in my environment and being surprised by them over and over again or making mistakes that I would never have done that. I just can't. That kind of difference is still such a mystery for many people that I think we're so scared of this thing we call dementia, and we'd much rather be MCI, mild cognitive impairment, for as long as possible. And yet what you're experiencing doesn't feel mild, and it doesn't feel like just an impairment. It feels like it's changing life, whether you're the person who's living with it or a person standing next. And I don't think there's some grand plan out there that somebody knows about and knows all the answers and they're holding out on us. I think we're sort of in the soup a little bit, and we've got to figure out how to swim, you know, before it gets too hot and we boil over, perhaps. I don't know.
Do you have any swim coaches that I can talk to before I get thrown into the deep end of the pool on this?
Yeah, I mean, it's so much easier if we could do that before you fall, you know, get in the deep end. But the challenge is sometimes you're in there. So either way, we do have folks that are trained specifically to either run what we call a proactive consulting cycle with you, which is where you're coming in with some questions, or a responsive cycle, which is when you're coming in with a lot of distress and we can help figure out what's driving that. And let's pause and see if we can get somewhere. So yeah, we have folks for both. We also have resources that maybe you just want to look at something, because there are things that sometimes you just want to take a look at. And so whether it's you like TikTok or you like Instagram or whether you like YouTube or Facebook, we have resources in lots of places, but mostly you probably want to come to the website and get some support, even at just info@tipasnow.com and check in or use our phone number. And ask the question, and we'll do our very best to hook you up with something that might be what you're looking for to get started.
Tipa, thank you very much.
Thank you, Greg.
For more information on today's program or any other dementia-related care products, topics, visit tipasnow.com.
Hi, I'm Tipa Snow, and you just found our YouTube channel and watched one of our videos. I'm the owner and founder of Positive Approach to Care. Thanks for watching. And if you liked, if you have a comment about, or you would, please share it with people you know. Oh, and if you haven't yet done it, consider subscribing. We'll let you know when the next new video comes out. And you might want to visit our website, www.tipasnow.com, where you'll find other resources as well. See you there.